Yeah. We back. ADHD, you know. Right now, reporting to you live, you know what I mean? It's just Trap, you know what I'm saying? AKA the Trap Father, you know what I mean? Who we got with us right
now? What's good? What's good? RBR, man. Real Brother Rel back at you.
Yeah, man. Kel's in the building. You already know.
Just Naj, AKA Phenomenaj.
Hey. Nah, I sound like he's asleep right now. Some hey. Shit, man. Disappointed right now, Naj? What's up with you, man?
That's his after hours. That's his after hours voice.
Not really feeling real brother Rel right now.
Real nigga Rel.
You know.
You mad at me? It's all good though. Yeah. By the end of this episode, he probably, you know what I mean, we're gonna be best friends again. It's all good.
You got a little disappointment going on over there. I don't think you got a little toy you wanted to get. You trying to get the toy.
I'm still waiting. Still waiting to see if it went through yet.
He'd be all right.
Oh, it went through. Oh, it went through?
Yes,
what
sir.
What was you trying to get, though?
And I could pick it up tomorrow.
But you leaving tomorrow?
Oh, you got to pick it up in store? You order it, pick it up in store?
Pick it up tomorrow.
What is it?
It's a Mirakami plush doll. And I got a little...
playing with Japanese toys, man.
What's it for?
It's for my crib. For the crib.
My boy out here, he putting the decor together in the crib with the fly shit only.
Set the ambiance, you know.
What's going on that game right there, man?
I don't know. The game is on, though,
by the way. On commercial.
The game is on. Y'all wasn't even checking the game out. We just need to see the end of it.
No. It's close down to the wire, fourth quarter.
We too caught up smoking this questionable bud that your man.
What's that, Fruity Pebbles or something?
Kusha Kills has.
He got some new 2018 weed just came out.
That new breed.
y'all know my name.
Non-classic weed.
Kusha Kills, you heard?
That non-classic.
Yeah. But yo, man, yeah, we got a lot of shit going on right now. I mean, in this world of sports, you know what I'm saying? Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Law-making decisions. We're going to get into all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot to cover.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely a lot to cover.
Right now, we're going to jump right into this, what the NFL owners just told the players right now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They got it's mandatory that they stand for the anthem, you know? How y'all feel about that right there, man?
Trash. I mean,
basically, well, y'all know what it is, though, right? Bro, you know what is it more, bro? Lighten them a little bit more on what it is.
So, basically, the NFL has basically put forth a policy where they are banning any player. Well, not banning, but they're banning players kneeling on the court on the field by way of basically saying that they can't. They have an option. They can stay in the locker room to protest,
mm-hmm.
but they can't do it on the field. If they do so, mm-hmm. then the team gets fined and the player. So it's the team and the player.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's trash.
Wow.
But when you say the team is going to get fined, that means the owner's going to get fined, and the owners are the ones that made this, that voted on this, put this together. So basically, the shit is fucking crazy how they putting the shit together that would affect them.
Because they're going to use it as leverage. Because then that's a reason to get rid of a player. Cause they bringing me fines. They either, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got a fine because of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here. That's trash.
So what they saying is, free speech is less patriotic than saluting the flag in the national anthem. Because you know what I'm saying? That's what they taking away. They taking away, but what they doing is slick though. Because they saying they giving an option. That's bullshit though. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's...
I heard people that served in the Army and in the Navy and different... They served for the country. I heard them say, like, they fought for the right for him to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So...
Naj, what you feel about that?
I wanted to ask y'all a question is... if you are somebody who is against, you know, standing up for the anthem, are you feeling a way that they're giving you a choice that if you don't want to stand for it and that's your whole thing, then to do it in the locker room or to do it in the tunnel, but just not on the actual field. So are you trying to prove a point by actually doing it, or is that your actual beliefs? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like people that they, if they was kneeling, they just gonna go inside.
Like, yeah, I feel like if that shit,
I feel like nobody gonna be like, nah, I'm doing it out here, because that's stupid.
And that's what I'm saying is I feel like. I feel like anybody who's arguing about, oh no, I want to take a knee outside rather than inside, it really comes, then it gets the question, what's your purpose of doing this? Is your purpose like really feeling like I don't agree with this, or is your purpose, let me do this for the press and do this to try to be heard?
See, I think from the jump, when it was done from the jump, it was done as a, when Kaepernick first did it, he was doing it to for the voice for the people that wasn't that wasn't getting spoken for. So him kneeling in front of everybody was the voice for the people like that. He didn't do it for himself, actually. He did it for the people that was, you know what I'm saying, that was getting police brutality, everything like that. So it was to be done in front of people. It wasn't to be done in the locker room, not in people can't see it. So nah, you know what I'm saying, that's so them basically they basically saying don't do it in front of the people, but it was done for the so people could see that. You know what I'm saying?
But
we're not standing for this.
They've been trying to take away the meaning behind it. That's been the whole campaign. It's to make it seem like he's doing it against the flag, against the anthem. That's not what it was about. You know what I'm saying? It was a protest. It was used to protest police brutality. He so happened to use the flag and the anthem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the shit is fucked up. It's systematic oppression. I mean, not to get deep and crazy like that, but that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying? It's foul. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if people are going to ban. People were talking about banning last year. I don't know how that affected the NFL, if it did affect the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you why I don't think it ain't going to be no significant thing. Like, people going to come together to protest that because everyone trying to get money for their fam. And they not trying to get that money up.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the NFL has their main goal is that they have a sponsorship with the National Guard. Yeah. And that's what it really comes down to, is that the National Guard isn't trying to hear that you allowing your employees to disrespect something that they're paying for it to happen. Like, it wasn't even a whole thing. They just started. The whole national anthem thing is pretty new if you look at the whole history of the NFL. And it really got super implemented with the National Guard sponsorship. So that's at the end of the day, it's money that they're going to be losing every single game.
Man, I was reading something. It said the only person winning this whole thing was Donald Trump.
Yep, I was just about to say Trump. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's the win for Trump.
It's a win for Trump. It's a win for Trump. You know what I'm saying? He gonna show his power. You know what I'm saying? His voice rang loud, and he won. You know what I'm saying? And got those son of a bitches to fucking make sure they stand for the anthem. That's what he said. That's what he said in this thing. Son of a bitches not out there not standing up. This, that, this shit is crazy, man. You know what I mean? They're not just saying. Also, what you think about the Eagles visiting the White House, man? Eagles going.
I don't know. It's not a big story behind that for some reason. Like it's mentioned, like, but it doesn't seem like how the Warriors were a big story. I guess because the Warriors didn't go.
Yeah,
it was a big story.
I mean, I don't expect everybody to think the same. So.
And then they don't have no superstar on that team. Also, that's like outspoken and would speak out. That might also have a part to play in it because Steph spoke out. With the Warriors shit.
But maybe somebody over there was like, yo, like, I'm trying to go to the White House. I might never go there again.
Nah, I don't think they're thinking like that.
How you know?
It's definitely a predominantly black team, right?
This is what I think, but the quarterbacks is white, though. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, NFL's becoming like the NBA, though, too. It's predominantly becoming, I'm saying, a black sport, though, too, aside from the fat-ass linemen and all that shit like that.
But yeah.
Basically, that's what it's been. But I think the owners took stand on that. Like, yo, y'all going to the motherfucking White House. There ain't no question about it. We ain't leaving this in y'all hand to decide if y'all going to the White House or not. Y'all going to the White House.
But that also ties to the previous conversation. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they basically followed suit what Donald Trump wanted them to do.
Nah, would you go to the White House if you was on the Eagles right now?
Absolutely not. You can't. I think at this point, anybody who is fraternizing with the president is racist. So
black or white.
Black or white, I don't care what it is. If you fraternizing with that man, you are racist.
I agree that strongly too.
Yeah, that's word up. Shit. Word where up. They going though, but you gotta remember where they coming from though too. They coming from Philadelphia. man of brotherly love. You know what I'm saying?
I think it got more to do with this than
NFL. He is not a brother. He's not a
brother. He definitely ain't.
He is not a brother.
He ain't, man. He ain't my brother.
Nah,
yeah.
I ain't going to the White House. That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a dub.
This is the time when we're supposed to have the YG queued up. Right. Fuck yeah. Donald Trump.
I think on some real shit, if I'm on that team and there's enough players that don't want to go to the White House, I think as a team, if we talk about whole team effort, nobody should go. What's your whole thing on going? Like, for the experience of it? I'm not doing that.
It's a ritual. That's what it is. It's been done.
But I mean, it also had a lot to do with who was there and like, I guess in his own right, he's a rock star.
He's on my Donald Trump. Right? Yeah.
I mean, I hate to put that type of title on him, but he is. Must see TV.
Yeah, man. He's a reality star, man.
Nah, man. I don't get.
And that's how he run in the country. No, he run in the country Trump like shit. His must see TV. So.
But you watch it. You watch it and pay attention when he say some crazy, wild shit. And everybody tune
certain
in.
Certain times I don't like. Certain times I know he about to just get his shit off. Like,
but
I
just emotion, I bet you ain't watch Obama this much.
Word. Nah, what you mean? I watch Obama more than him.
You bugging. After a while, it wasn't a lot of.
It's impossible that you watch Obama more than him.
How long has he been? It's about to be two years.
Yo, it's no way Obama didn't get this much TV time as this man.
Nah, but you really every time Trump on you looking at the TV or your phone?
Nah, not like that. But you hear about some shit. Everybody hears.
Am I watching?
I got one for you. What's that thing called at the end of the year where he makes like little speech and shit like that? What's it called? The thing that every president does at the end of the year.
Yeah, I ain't gonna watch that shit.
People ain't tuning into that Donald Trump shit.
State of the Union?
Yeah, State of the Union.
Yeah.
Every year, the State of the Union shit. Like, people used to tune into Obama's State of the Union.
Yeah.
People wasn't tuning in to see what the fuck he had to say in the State of the Union.
Yeah, but
you know he about to just get his shit off. I'm not about to listen to that.
But social media forces you to watch this man.
See the highlights.
Yeah, exactly. You see more highlights of this man.
Y'all ain't watch Obama like that.
Yeah, you don't see Obama like that.
8 years ago. Y'all ain't watch Obama, huh?
You ain't probably watched. But like, not like every time he went up there to like speak.
Yeah, after a while, Obama was coasting.
Don't speak for me.
He was coasting for me.
Maybe Kaz was. No, Kaz was in a different house.
I'm speaking for you.
He's sending me some ill videos, B. You seen the video with the about the NRA shit and all that? You seen that one?
Nah, I don't be watching.
Yeah, his video she sent me was ill. I gotta show you that shit, bro. Yeah, though, man. But yo, saying this about Trump, man, does that put Trump being above the law? And I mean, he could create his own rules. How he should run.
He definitely think he above the law. He got You know what's crazy about Trump? He got a New York attitude, and he displays it like crazy. Queens. You proud of that? I'm good. You proud of that? He a bully.
Yeah,
he a bully. He always, instead of trying to play defense, he play offense.
You'd
rather come at
you. He got no defense. His offense is trash. He's just like one of those slits.
So this is what he did. This is the latest what he did.
Yeah.
He turned. There was a story or a rumor that there was a spy planted in his campaign.
Of course.
So he turned that rumor into like this whole conspiracy theory that called Spygate. This is all this week.
Oh yeah, Spygate.
Where somebody was put into his campaign, connected, like trying to investigate the Russian shit, or investigate his campaign instead of the Russian shit. Mm-hmm. What it was it wasn't a nigga that worked for the FBI. It was an informant. You know, informant. Niggas be on the streets, be working for police. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. So he's spinning that. Yeah.
He's a rat.
Exactly. He trying to say a rat was a spy that the United States planted, the Obama administration planted. He's a spin master.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Not playing with Hillary no more.
Yeah, before I was Hillary.
Come on, man. It's whatever he could do to
make it cloudy. Black man.
He makes it all cloudy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He muddies the water. So
we all know niggas like
him. I think he's above the law. And I honestly think he's not going to go to jail.
Because
go to jail for what? She ain't going to jail.
He broke the law, that's political crime. You think he about to go to jail?
He's not going to jail.
They trying to get him impeached though, man. For real, they said the Republicans even trying to get the motherfucker impeached.
First of all,
the vice president. Who the fuck is the vice president?
That stupid motherfucker.
That's his name right there.
Yeah, true.
Nah, he be worse.
let's go.
Yeah.
He'd be worse.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know, man. It's we're going to see. It's a lot of interesting thing that's on, at stake. Like, I think the real shit is going to be who what comes after this presidency.
Yeah.
Like, what type of president, what type of government is this country going to be under?
It's probably going to be The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, it's going to be like a fucking...
Kanye West, running for president, man.
Think it's a musician. Nah. It's a musician turn now.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it.
Nah, watch Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Shit. That should have shown motherfuckers from the jump that anybody was able to walk up in one of them offices, man. When Arnold Terminator fucking won fucking governor, B. But no, matter of fact, who was first? You know who first? Jesse the Body.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse the Body
was
first.
Minnesota, I think.
Uh-huh. Nah, what's the name?
Ronald Reagan was
an actor. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm about to say.
Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Yeah, he was. True.
Then he became the governor. California, and then he became the president like that. So he was the first one they seen. Yep. So they done seen this shit happen before. Well, man. This shit is really getting, you know what I'm saying? And this shit is also getting wild out here, man, for anybody now. Anybody getting this police brutality. Ain't nobody secluded from getting, you know what I'm saying, fucked with by these motherfucking poles. The blue, you know what I'm saying? The color blue, man. Y'all heard about that Sterling Brown shit, right?
That
shit was wild.
That's Shannon Brown brother that played ball.
Oh, that's Shannon Brown brother?
That's Shannon Brown brother. Yeah, that's his brother. That's his younger brother.
He got the bounce like Shannon Brown?
He got the what? He got the bounce. He got the bounce.
That's crazy.
That's why he in the league.
I didn't even know that was Shannon Brown.
He can't do anything else.
I think he
like 6'6", though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Shannon Brown was a little shorter.
Have you seen that shit, man?
Yeah, Shannon Brown's like 6'4".
What was he coming out of when he came out? He was coming out of his pit.
I think it was Walgreens or some shit like that.
He had the car parked. He had the car like
this. Yeah, he just pulled up.
Yeah.
It probably was late night. Nobody there. 3 a.m. Yeah.
Some condoms real quick, you know what I'm saying?
So police was fucking with him because he was parked.
They about to fuck that pussy up. He probably asked him, what's up? You know what I'm saying? He started, They wasn't going. What about 5?
Yeah, they pulled up acting stupid and shit. So it was one cop, then another one pulled up. So you seeing
like
me?
5 of them.
Yeah, it was like 5 of them.
That's how they do.
So he got his hands in his pockets and out of nowhere, nigga just tased him.
Zapped him in the face.
A word? I didn't know it was in the face.
Yo, they did an interview with him after the game. He had a scab on his face from the tase, man.
Damn.
Word, he zapped him on his face, man.
Brutal.
Word, that shit was wild, son.
Brutal.
And then the crazy shit was, this ain't just happened. This happened in like January, man.
January 26th.
They just put the police under the body cam out recently.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So they were holding it off.
Yeah, they held it. You know what I'm saying? I think they was only thing about Milwaukee. What Milwaukee is doing though, they putting disciplinary actions on the police officers. You know what I'm saying? So they say. I mean, ain't nobody losing their job, I bet.
That's a crime. They should
suspension.
That's a crime. They should be getting arrested, man.
Yeah, locked up. That shit was wild, man. And then he gets locked up, right? He gets locked up. They bring him to the precinct, release him, and give him a parking ticket.
That's how they handled the whole shit.
Go
home with that.
Word. That shit was wild. But
yeah, they ain't even charging with shit.
Nah, they ain't charging with nothing.
Shit.
With nothing, dog.
That's the bullshit. But that's the problem with all this police brutality.
Yeah.
Like, because on the other side of it, a lot of the times, it don't be shit. Like, you're stopping people for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking with people, so.
Listen, man, but you see that in this government, like, how, like, people in power get away with more things. So, like.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, that shit is getting wild, man.
It is what it is.
That shit is getting real wild, man. But yeah, though, man, let's get off, you know what I'm saying? Let's get off that subject a little bit for right now. You know, we might get back into it because it's a lot of bullshit, you know? But yeah, man, I'm listening to a lot of this music right now that's out too, man. Got some dope music out right now. I'm bumping that little baby. I told you, I'm bumping that little baby all summer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's nothing else right now that I'm...
You gotta wait to see what Pusha shit doing.
Yeah, you gotta definitely see what Pusha drop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pusha drop
tomorrow. I think, Rocky dropped tomorrow too?
Yeah.
What was Rocky's single? That single that came out a couple months ago?
The Mobley, probably? The movie?
Yeah. But I didn't even know Rocky was coming. They got a party up in the city for Rocky tonight. I ran into some people that were telling me about it. But yeah, man, but yo, on y'all opinion right now, man, who the hottest new artist right now coming out? Like the ones who are coming up.
Mm.
Who you got?
As far as like...
I'm going with Baby. I'm taking that one right there.
What's new now, though?
I think it's a few we could throw out.
One album in. Basically. You're going to go with one album in. So like one album, or maybe not, maybe they ain't dropped the album yet. Maybe got a little mixtape on that pep or whatever. Know what I mean, whatever. Like, but like, and you ain't here, you ain't here longevity. Like two albums in the second sophomore album. Mm.
But yeah, but I think it's a few. Like you could throw out Gunna,
Baby and Gunna, yeah,
Gunna,
Baby and
fuck,
Gunna.
Yeah, right. All right.
I said I fuck with Gunna.
Oh, you said you fuck with Gunna.
I fuck with Gunna. I fuck with Gunna before I even got on to Baby. Gunna was my dude. I was saying Gunna was that wave of thought that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like with Gunna. You know what I mean? I like that shit right there. So we got Gunna. We got Lil Baby. What else we got?
What else you saying? I got Jid.
Jid, you gotta put Jid.
I got Nav. I think Nav is pretty fire.
Nav trash.
Yeah, I'll fuck with Nav.
Right, Nav is
sad about doing drugs all day.
Nav is tough.
Trash.
I don't fuck with Nav.
Your man Lil Baby was rapping about doing drugs too. Nah, so man, what are we talking about?
Rapping taking Adderall. ADHD medicine.
Adderall. Okay.
Adderall all day.
ADHD.
That's it. That's all he rapping about. You know, but Nav fucking that nigga's like he about to have overdose when he in the song.
He just Nav, he just got a lot of sing along songs. Oh,
that nigga, that little melody bullshit,
Nav is trash. Swag.
That shit is trash. I don't fucking Nav. His production is tough.
I can't even listen to the production.
The same content on every song. Yeah.
Everything.
Every song he talking about the same thing.
That's why everything sound the same. Beat all that shit to me.
Now Jid now. Jid is that lane of that. Still, you know what I'm saying? Showing that lyricism still alive, you know what I mean? Shout out to Fina Flow, too, you heard? But Jid, you know what I mean?
Jid is fire.
Jid got some shit coming out that is going to be crazy. He played some shit for me at his crib that's going to be so crazy.
It's different, B. And he's sleeping under the radar a little bit, too, but the real ones know about Jid. Like I done heard a lot of artists that, you know what I'm saying, veterans know, like yo, Jid, yo, that's that J.I.D. That's that
fire.
Word.
Yeah, that was my shit that when he put that shit out. What was that shit called? The shit I
Never had, right?
Never.
The whole album.
Yeah, the Never Had Story.
The whole album was crazy.
The Never Story.
The Never Story, yeah.
The fucking crazy. Hereditary's crazy on
crazy.
That shit.
Yeah, everything crazy. Is crazy.
Yeah. Shit, I fuck with Prezi.
Prezi? I don't even know
Prezi.
Prezi, who that?
Oh, nah, y'all gotta get on my son Prezi.
I don't know who Prezi is.
Yeah, nah, y'all definitely gotta get on my son Prezi. For real.
Where you from?
Shit, I don't want to get it wrong. I think he's from Oakland or the Bay.
Okay.
It's a couple Cali artists that's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Guap Dad 4000.
He fuck with Mozzie Fire. Filthy Rich, yeah.
Mozzie Fire.
He fuck with Mozzie and Filthy Rich.
Nah, he not know. He not know.
Guap Dad 4000.
But you know, you got to say 6ix9ine.
Troll King.
You got to say 6ix9ine.
Nah.
All day.
You got to.
All day.
You gotta say you one of the hottest rappers.
I had somebody arguing me yesterday.
I don't know who's the hottest. Like, how can I say that if I don't know people telling me he's the hottest?
Yeah, I had the same argument yesterday with somebody who works in the music industry and said that. I said, yo, who's the hottest rapper? Who's the hottest artist in New York? And they said, A Boogie. And I was like, hotter than 6ix9ine right now? And they said, yeah, nobody likes him. He's like, nobody's talking about him. It was like everything is all off of his antics. It's not off of but at the end of the day, are we really saying that that's hot?
Exactly.
Just because of sales? Because it's not really a nigga is putting out. It's not like he's putting out better music than somebody or hotter music. It's just sales. So if we're talking about a whole personality thing, yeah, this day and age in social media, if somebody is popular enough, they're gonna get streams.
All right, now hold on. So now,
or is somebody really going to search for
black youngsters known for straight up throwing money in the air and just bugging his antics he did on Instagram. Ain't nobody heard none of his music, you know what I'm saying? And that motherfucker dropped a hot album, you know what I'm saying? So right now you gotta show these people out here they're gonna be in tune to your music once they're in tune to you.
But even 6ix9ine, he get results. Like all his songs done charted.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm asking you, is that really? Are we just basing off of popularity with the hottest?
Nobody's coming to you. Nobody's coming to you like, yo, son, 6ix9ine. Yo, son, you heard the new song, bro. Nobody doing not really hot because
there's a fan base doing that.
Hold on, when that fucking shit with A Boogie and fucking what's name dropped. Niggas were telling me about that shit, B. When the shit with A Boogie and what's your boy from Jersey? Fetty Wap? Niggas were telling me about that shit.
And that nigga 6ix9ine had that song.
But it's his song, though. It's his song, though. Now I'm saying, no, Gumbo was... Nigga, Gumbo took over the city for a minute. I'm gonna talk over the city for a minute, B.
Yeah.
You can't. One thing you can't do with his music, you ain't gonna. You ain't. He got straight up live performance music, B.
Yo.
If you watch his live performance, B, the fucking whole club or whatever he doing that shit at is in shambles. That shit is.
Yeah, but you can't deny he's hot.
I never listened to a whole song of his.
You can't deny he's hot, bro.
I'm not saying that he's not hot, but I'm just saying, are we just basing it on? I think that strictly.
I think part of hip hop has come to that. Yeah.
Out of all three of y'all, none of y'all told me, listen to this 6ix9ine song ever.
When Migos was the hottest, they weren't the hottest because of social media. They were the hottest because they was putting out the hottest music. If we're talking about hottest music right now, he's not up there for hottest music.
Humbo is the hottest song in the club right now, still.
We said hottest artist. It's not the hottest song in the club.
Humbo dropping the club, everybody in the damn club is singing that song with energy too.
And everybody in the world when fucking Freestyle by Lil Baby comes on is singing this shit. And that shit is the slowest song in the club. You're crazy. What I'm saying to you right now is that
Lil Baby ain't touching him. You're crazy.
I've been in the club.
Lil Baby ain't touching when that gumbo drop, man. When that gumbo drop, man, that nigga at the club.
First of all, it's gumbo. Stop saying gumbo.
Whatever it is. Gumbo.
Yeah, it's trash.
Lil Baby only got freestyle that's playing in the club right now. Nigga, he got my dog.
Oh yeah, my dog comes on in this shit. It's crazy. So that's what I'm saying. It's like we gotta. I just think at the end of the day, you gotta say if it's the hottest song,
Migos was putting out the hottest song.
Facts.
Like Cardi B is putting out hottest songs.
Facts.
It's not. I just don't think that the niggas putting out the hottest songs. We talk about the hottest niggas out. If you talking about most popular and most talked about, yes, it is the antics of it. I agree. I mean, you got six songs. I'm not saying that Gumbo. You keep saying Gumbo. I'm not saying that Gumbo's trash. Gumbo is tough when it comes to club. I don't think that it's top five hottest songs right now.
That shit is top five hottest songs, man. To me, it's top five hottest songs.
No, it's not.
Cardi B.
Cardi B is better than 6ix9ine.
I'm saying it.
Cardi B got four songs that's better.
Right?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah,
Cardi
B definitely in it.
Easily. If we talking about hottest music, she's definitely in it. And over 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
If we talking about hottest people on the press, 6ix9ine.
So you 6ix9ine don't think is the hottest artist coming out of
the He's not even if Cardi do something it's
if we talk about hottest artist if we talk about hottest artist right now, no, I don't have 6ix9ine as
okay,
hottest.
Okay, hold on. So you're gonna really say right now that somebody that dropped his first six songs he dropped hit the Billboard. It's not putting out hot music. Or people just fucking with it because I never listened to a whole song.
I don't even think it's. And nobody ever told me listen to a song.
I don't think it's so. This is my whole thing. I think he has a bunch of. If we talking about really clicks and stuff, and we talk about media, he has a bunch of unusual users and people who are clicking on it.
Hold on, we got a crazy game going on over here right now. What's going on here, man?
Yo, 22 seconds left.
We're going to get right back into that right there. Come on, CP3, you got to do this. Right. Oh, let's go, CP. He made that one?
Nah, we supposed to have made that one right there.
God damn.
Yeah, man.
It's getting crazy over here, man.
Man, this nigga holding his hamstring.
Man, it's getting crazy, man.
He got hurt.
I'm going with 6ix9ine, man. 22 seconds.
Get off the court, man.
I mean, I'm going with 6ix9ine, man. As definitely, he up and I'm saying, we got Cardi from New York, definitely. But she done became global, so it ain't even like. I think she did some ill shit because she's so New York that, and you still don't even. She still making so that you don't just see New York. You see her. You know what I'm saying? You just see a star with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she does.
So the shit ill with Cardi, man.
She got her whole little hip hop story, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like one thing though, I can't be mad at how people come up. Like how 6ix9ine came up, I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying like I don't listen to his music, so I can't consider him like hot. You know what I'm saying? But he came up because he came up to the spotlight doing whatever he could, just like Cardi on the show or whoever else come up. Like I can't be mad that he did that, but it's just that I don't listen to his music, son.
That whole shit with Casanova, he got a whole lot of major cosigns after that shit, behind that shit, which means a lot of niggas is paying attention to him because he's hot.
But my it's the moves behind the scenes.
But it's going. It's not like it's not going with what he with the music. He putting out music too. Yeah. And that shit is on the charts. People listening to it.
You know about 6ix9ine music, and then you know about his antics. So it wasn't like he ain't captured people's attention with his music first. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really say that. You know what I'm saying? He's just living off his antics because people knew about him because of his music first. I'm putting 6ix9ine up in there, man.
You don't think the way that the nigga is doing the whole gang shit was antics?
Within the way, yeah, definitely. Gummo got
popping not because of how the sound got popping because of the video. The video but was the fucking song crazy was fire, with the way they was bugging with the niggas rainbow hair.
Niggas been so
I got another artist for you, Lil Pump.
Lil Pump again. Is he hot
because of the controversy or just? He got music too.
Nah, he got music too. He had Gucci before.
6ix9ine got music too.
My nigga, but you didn't hear about the whole antics with Lil Pump until just recently when J. Cole dropped that. Even when he dropped the Fuck J. Cole, it wasn't a big thing to the point of where niggas was even sitting there talking about that shit too much. Niggas wasn't playing into that shit. So even he was hot before the antics. It wasn't a video that he put out that was so crazy and people was talking about the video like, yo, you see these niggas looking crazy, all these red flags and stuff. It wasn't
yo,
that.
6 seconds left, man. 94-96, Rockets up. Who y'all going for out there? Man, who y'all want to win this?
All day. Yo, that ass like this, I was just telling somebody, yo, CP3 really recognized, he really realized that if he don't go out with a chip, you know what I'm saying? All this great playing that he's doing ain't gonna be looked at the same, you know what I'm saying?
He gotta do it.
Yeah, he gotta win a chip, man. CP gotta win a chip before he get up out of it, you know what I'm saying? I think this gonna be his best opportunity until LeBron come here next year.
Not if he hurt.
He hurt right now?
He been hurt. CP3 been hurt, man.
He playing when it's time though, so that's the good thing about it. If he hurt, he playing when it's time. So I mean, he doing his thing. So I think he about to take this one.
Yeah, I mean, yo. Even if they win this, they got gold. They got to go to the chip. You gotta be healthy for the chip.
I could dig it, yo. But yo, back on this music shit, man. Like we said. Pusha dropped this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So he's saying it's a classic right now, you know what I mean? Album of the year, you know what I'm saying? Pusha got some shit coming, you know what I'm saying? 7 songs that good music is doing
saying,
this
so
trick.
So you saying this album is a classic?
They showed something that they were saying that it could possibly be the album of the year. So, I mean, I ain't really heard too many rap albums of the year that ain't been a classic. So I guess they trying to say that.
So 7 songs, a 7 song album, can that be a classic?
See, my thing, I understand the 7 song thing because people, you know what I'm saying, people nowadays, especially like the audience nowadays of music, their attention span is short. You know what I'm saying?
Who lost the ball?
Houston?
The Warriors
lost the ball? So they lost. Let's go, baby. Get them the fuck out of here.
They just lost the ball.
Get them the fuck out of here. But yeah.
We turned it over. Bum Draymond. Draymond the bum.
J-Bone.
Let's go.
Bum Green.
Yo, let me ask you this, though. So
look at him.
If they don't win the chip with that super team, what like is that worse than the 73 wins and not winning the chip that year? Did they top that with that?
I don't think so.
Yes,
that's a super team right there.
Nah,
you got Kevin Durant now, bro.
Yo, tell me, if you win 73 games out of 82 games, bro, and lose the chip?
No, they didn't just lose. They had the niggas come back on them from 3-1.
From 3-1? Hell no, bro.
This is a better team.
You know, nobody ever been eliminated 3-1 in the final. They was the first team, right?
This is a better team than the 73.
Nah, that's a super team right there, though, cuz.
This is a better team.
I'm talking about what they did. That other team was gelled. That other team was gelled together, bro. That team was gelled, bro.
That's a super team right there, cuz. That's like, I don't want to compare them to like
it's
none of
lit.
That.
It's lit in Houston.
That's right. I ain't seen Infinity War yet, but did anybody get killed in Infinity War? It's like, this is the shit that happened in Infinity War right here.
Man, I see 2 Hall of Famers on that Warriors team right now.
You see 2 Hall of Famers?
Yeah.
Draymond not a Hall of Famer?
I see 2. I see Steph. I see KD. Why? That's what I see right now.
He might be right.
That's what I see right now.
Clay not a Hall of Famer. Why I'm saying Draymond? Nah, Draymond could possibly be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
You caught up in the super team shit.
No, no. With me?
Yeah.
No, I'm telling... Yo, Draymond can go do the same shit on another team.
Yeah, if Draymond...
Shit, he do.
If Draymond gets, like, two more All-Star things, he could go to Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, but but to me, he not that, man.
No, he'll go to the Hall of Fame off of what he did as his team... What his team did... As this, how many times they won a championship? This, how many times he made it to the All Star team?
They didn't do all that yet.
Nah, so. I think Draymond do 5 more years the way he's playing right now. The way he been playing.
When this team finally break up and they go their separate ways, then you gonna see.
He don't even like Draymond. He's saying that shit can happen.
No more chips though.
Yeah, he already won.
He's saying he make the Hall of Fame, but he not saying he deserved that.
He don't need no more chips.
11. What is he averaging? 9 and probably 7.
Nah, no. You giving him more than he do.
It's 6. At least 6.
No, he not doing no 11, 9, 7. 11,
8, and 6? He almost been doing. He's having triple double rings.
I don't know what he's doing.
It's his impact on the game.
And what about the games where he disappeared? One thing about the Warriors, is all of them could disappear on you, except KD.
That's probably Ori numbers.
Nah, Ori gonna get up in there eventually.
It wasn't the same impact, but that's probably Ori numbers.
The Warriors.
This nigga impact is crazy.
Steph will disappear sometimes, Clay will disappear sometimes, Draymond disappear.
Triple doubles, B.
Who's talking about?
And then had a couple games where he almost had a quadruple double.
Who had a quadruple double?
What's his name? Did Draymond have a quadruple double before?
I don't know about that.
Look at the fact check on
that. Yeah, somebody look that up. I ain't hear that.
What's the fact check?
That Draymond had a quadruple double.
Double was like a qualification. Like, that's something you tell
them. Nah, B. That shit ain't been done too many times, man, in the NBA, B.
KG did that.
KG ain't doing a quadruple double. The Dream did it. That was it. The Dream did it.
And KG. And David Robinson. You bugging, bro.
David Robinson did it. But not no KG. KG ain't never do it.
KG almost did it.
Almost did it. He almost did it.
I gave it to him in my mind because that was my dude.
So hold on. So KG first ballot?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Easy, right? Big ticket first ballot, right?
Hell yeah.
Paul Pierce first ballot?
Yes.
Paul Pierce first ballot? Come on, man. Look, you might as well throw Jay off. Y'all saying Draymond Green, access.
You not respecting Draymond Green impact on the game, son?
Don't forget about OJR.
Yo, I got you. How many defensive players of the year did Draymond win so far? He won two, right? Two defensive players of the year. No, he won two. He won two defensive players of the year.
And he shouldn't have got those. Gobert should have got it that year.
The last year,
Draymond got it. Gobert was supposed to get it.
Gobert missed a lot of games that year, though. The games Gobert played was very impactful. But he missed a lot of games.
He's definitely the biggest defensive impact around the rim in the NBA.
So you're gonna tell me
Draymond is overrated.
How's he overrated? Y'all not looking at the impact, B.
Impact is crazy.
He's supposed to be. How you still the fourth best player on the team with all that impact?
What the hell are you? Do you see the players on his team?
But if you got impacting something so much,
16.5.
So then you not that big of an impact because you got three other people that's doing more than you.
B, he's doing the shit that they not doing, and those three players that's over him is not doing half the shit that Draymond Green was doing.
We talking about Kevin Durant was playing wild defense
this
year.
Bro, he ain't playing no defense like Draymond Green, B.
This year, KD was playing wild defense, bro.
Yeah, he's not playing no defense like Draymond Green, B. All
right. KD, if KD won a lot, Klay
Thompson, one of the best defenders in the league.
Look, when they go with the five out, they put Draymond Green at the five, right? So when that pick and rolls get done, Draymond Green is able to step on that point guard, nigga, and move his feet. Just like the fucking point guard.
Yeah, but also he can't guard the people that KD can guard. What you talking about? KD might be guarding the two or the three. They're not putting Draymond on the two or the three. They're putting him around the perimeter.
Draymond can guard every position on the court, B.
A point guard will cook him. Chris Paul, James Harden will cook him.
He guarded two.
James Harden will cook him.
James Harden's a point guard. James Harden's a point guard, B.
He's a guard. He's both.
It's very questionable. I got Draymond. Guarding three to five. Shooting guards will cook him.
KD would cook him.
He be getting cooked by AD.
Look, not all games.
And he try to step in front of AD. AD be blowing past him.
I'm not saying all game, but when the pick and roll is done, he can step out on that person and guard that person.
So I'm glad that he has practiced the pick and roll good enough to be able to step in front of somebody. If he was guarding somebody, he cannot guard a two guard. They are smoking him.
All right, like I said, only time he's expected to guard a two guard is on the pick and roll.
But your whole thing is that
step
he
out
go.
There and do it. He could do it. A lot of players at his position can't do that. A lot. Half. I'm gonna say most of the league. But yeah, you know.
Yeah, listen. Speaking of impact, I read somewhere, I think earlier today, that somebody said Kyle Korver had a more effective year than Carmelo Anthony. And Carmelo commented on it. It was on IG.
I bet he should have posted a comment on that shit.
That's not true.
That's not true?
Nah.
I don't know what Kyle Korver
this year, though. He's saying this year.
That's not true just because Kyle Korver played a pivotal role as a shooter. And that's what he did. But some games he was absent. Some games he ain't play. Melo was out there every night, and he gonna give you stats. Even if it's a bad game.
Melo had some bad games.
Yeah, he had bad games, but he's still gonna give you some stats, God, bro. He gonna always score more than Kyle Korver. Nah.
Kyle Korver give you two threes a game. Like, come on, Kyle Korver give you two threes a game, B. He gonna pull the defense out there.
So you telling me he give you 6 points? Melo just being on the court.
Yeah, it is.
It's more of an impact than
Kyle
Korver.
I don't know. Not the way Melo was. Not the system he was running this year with Melo.
That's bad that we're having this conversation.
You gotta put a man on Korver. That man can't cheat off of Korver because Korver knocking that shot down if he get that shot.
Carmelo stepping on the court is more of an impact.
You cheating off Melo? That's what you're telling me? You're telling if you're the coach.
I said in the system that he was in this year, Melo wasn't standing there. Melo was playing up at the four this year, B. He was playing at the four this year a lot of times, huh? So he wasn't playing the ISO Melo. He wasn't ISO Melo this year.
Melo don't got position. Melo
fall from grace is crazy. If we having this conversation right now, because he just 1 year removed from the Knicks, right?
Yeah, man. But
listen, man, Melo unhappy. Melo unhappy right now. It's all good.
Y'all should have kept him, man.
He did have a bad year, but he kept him and did what? A bigger impact than Kyle Korver.
Should have kept him.
Just because Kyle Korver hit some clutch threes for Bron.
Who, Kyle Korver?
Yeah. That's why we're saying this, because he hit some clutch threes for Bron.
No. I said this shit a couple episodes ago. I said Kyle Korver is doing, he's not just standing out there on the 3-point line no more.
Nah, he's playing some deep.
He's making cuts. He's making cuts to the basket, all that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but I'm just saying, the main reason, though, is because he really hit some clutch threes for LeBron.
He should be.
Yeah, Draymond.
That's what he's getting paid for.
He quoted again from Harden.
That's what he's getting paid for. But yeah, man. I mean, we out of here, though, man. You know what I'm saying? This game won. You know what I'm saying? The Rockets won. What's the series now?
3-2. 3-2 Rockets.
3-2 Rockets. You know what I mean?
3-2 Rockets.
So LeBron, then LeBron's going to come back in that series right there? Anything possible, right?
Nah, LeBron, like, he ready to go.
Ready to go on vacation?
He ready to go fishing.
Ready to go on vacation?
Ready to go fishing.
What you think, Cavs?
Stephen A. said he think LeBron would prefer to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals than to lose in the Finals again.
Yeah, that's real sure.
I think Cavs got next game, and then we'll see what happens in Game 7.
The eighth stand.
Yeah. We'll see if the Celtics get their first loss in Game 7.
I got a thing. I said LeBron going after this year, he gonna leave and go to the East because he realized Boston got that shit for the next 4 years at least.
I mean, you go to the West.
Go to the West. Yeah, exactly.
So what team you think he gonna go to?
The Rockets.
CP bringing him. CP been working on LeBron for a long time, boss.
Especially if they win a chip, he definitely going there.
Yeah. No, he can't go. If they win a chip.
He going.
Can't go. If they win a chip. He can go. They lose.
That's the KD. You know why he can go.
Yeah. Because CP3 could say he did it without him. Then they could do it together.
Yeah, real shit.
That'd be fire.
Real shit.
So,
but yeah,
we'll see,
man,
what happened, man.
Yeah, you know, we're going to sign up out of here, you know what I mean?
Hold on. Just to let y'all know, I just want to ask one question. Well, not a question, a statement. Carmelo Anthony averaged 16 points this year, and Kyle Korver averaged 9.
So that's an asinine statement.
You having 16 points this year?
Yeah, but
he shot by 38%.
Oh, he shot terrible, bro. He probably didn't shoot that bad. He was just playing down low.
I bet you he shot that bad.
Maybe, but just don't assume like that.
That's
AI
percentage right there.
That's
40
not bad.
40 is bad, B. 40 is bad.
He averages 44% for his career.
That's below his career average.
Okay, but this is, and we talking about a terrible year.
Exactly.
Point blank, Cal Kova does not make a strong impact. Like,
you'd be surprised when people shoot 40%.
That is just the argument.
He might have did it. You know what's crazy? Need to look at and see how many more wins Cleveland. No, Cleveland definitely had more wins than they had last year. But without Kyle Korver in the full season. Because Melo ain't bring no improvement to the Thunder team, but then coming over there. PG.
It'd be interesting to see what he do, but
you know what I'm saying?
PG made an improvement. Melo, I don't know, man. Come on, Melo, do better, man. He was wilding out there.
I think Melo gonna be better with Westbrook when Paul George leaves. You know what I'm saying? He could be the two because he wasn't the number two. But yeah, man, we out of here, man. Good facts check on that right there. My bad, Melo. You heard? But yeah, but I'm still fucking with Kobe, man, the shooter. You heard? But yeah, we out of here, man. ADHD, you heard?
Yeah, tune into the next episode. Man.
Next time, y'all.
I'll let y'all.
Easy, you know. Check us out on Apple Music, you know. Submit, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe, review, and rate. We out of here. In the case, nigga, fuck that. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck that. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, whoa.